Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
IMSA welcomes a brand new championship at Sebring this weekend as we debut the inaugural season of the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. Yes, we've had Porsche Cup before. We've had Cup Challenge, but we've never had Porsche Carrera Cup North America. Dr. Daniel Ambruster from Porsche Motorsport North America is with me to discuss this brand new championship. First of all, Dr. Ambruster, congratulations. 36 cars in what is effectively three classes with two different types of cars, 35, 36 cars. You must be absolutely delighted.
Hello, John. Yeah, it's absolutely astonishing, and we are really delighted. But we are also still humble because of the entire situation, and the start with the test was absolutely perfect. Lots of positive momentum. But as I said, we are still humble and proud that it turned out that well.
In any year, a grid of over 20 of the brand new Type 992 Carrera Cup cars would be impressive. With the current issues that everybody's had over the last now over 12 months, did it surprise even you guys at Porsche Motorsport how much interest you've had and how much that interest has turned into actual entries?
Absolutely. So when we started this endeavor, we were really conservative. And we started with 15 992 cars. And last year, we had a sneak peek where we showed the car to an elite group. And the feedback was very positive. And together with the Carrera Cup, I think both, they supported each other, and that turned 23 cars, 992 cars. And yeah, the rest are 991.2s. I think that was also quite nice move and smart move to grandfather the 991.2s just to keep the momentum and also keeping the guys at on our series.
When you and I spoke at the end of 2020, towards the end of 2020, you said you expected maybe 15, maybe 18 cars from Porsche Motorsport at Weissach for the 2021 season. So did you have to go and bang on the door for those extra cars, or was the fact that you had so much interest in the new Porsche Carrera Cup North America, did that effectively make your case for you?
I had, to be honest, really banging a lot at on the doors, and everyone was surprised. And we were the first market worldwide with a sneak peek and also with the feedback. And my colleagues in Germany, they were really sensitive and looked what we are doing and how the car was recognized in the market, and also our customer feedback as well. So with that in mind, they realized that the 992, even with a pandemic background, could be quite positive to launch. And my colleagues in Germany, they reprioritized cars, so promotional cars, show cars. So everything was now more allocated and reduced and allocated to our market. So I'm really grateful having the support from Germany and getting 8 additional cars. So that's not really usual. So I'm really happy about that.
There's only been 8 iterations of the Porsche 911. So when there is a type change from 991 to 992, it generally means there's quite a lot of changes. And it's exactly the same with the racing car. So the cars are going to look distinctively different. They're the big wide body cars. There's a lot of different aero. What should we be looking for, Dr. Ambruster? And what is going on underneath that is different as well? It's still, thankfully, that wonderfully sonorous flat 6 that drives the car. So tell me about the differences in this new 992 Cup car.
There's so many differences, but the focus was laid on drivability. So we have a double wishbone front axle. That's probably the largest change, and also supporting drivability of the cars. And I had the opportunity when the car for the sneak peek arrived in America, it was in a container, and we had to push the car out of the container. So I sat in the car, the guys pushed it out, and then it stuck, and we couldn't move it back and forth. I couldn't got out of the car. So I sat there for more than half an hour in the car. Then you are starting to look around, and before I was here in responsible for PM&A, I was also responsible in Germany for quality management, and also before that for electronic development in motorsports. So I had a deep look at the way and the quality of engineering, and you can really see that in every single edge and niche, how precise it was developed. So I would really say it's a piece of engineering art, and you can really find it in it's proper engineered. It's a Weisser Flacht engineered car. It's really astonishing. Even the 991.2 was perfect, but this is really topping it.
One thing that the teams are going to have to get their head around, other than the fact that it's a new car, aerodynamically, the new rear wing, very much taking inspiration from the RSR with the swan neck mounts, much more adjustability on that rear wing than we've seen typically in Cup cars in the past.
Yeah, so the Cup car is definitely moved much closer to the GT3R, and also the splitter is pretty close to a splitter from the GT3R. So the aero balancing is much better, and that's also supporting the drivability. And we saw that at the test last week in Sebring, we were pretty close to lap times of a GT3R. So the guys, they came back from track, and they are really smiling, laughing, shaking hands, waving, because we did 2 minutes per lap. So and a GT3R is, I think, in qualifying something about 1:58, something like that. So something between 2 minutes is the goal. And I said to the guys, you never can win the race in the first test. And by the way, we don't have any tubs here in the US right now. So please take care. If you crash the car, you are out for the first race. So everyone was really humble and took care about the car. But even under these circumstances, we did 2 minutes per lap. So
another thing that the established teams in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, who've been racing with you for a few years here, they're going to have to get used to different wheel sizes, front to rear. That's a characteristic of the road-going Type 992. New tyre supplier as well. And that has brought Porsche Carrera Cup North America into line by bringing Michelin on board, big IMSA partner, of course, but also a huge Carrera Cup global partner. And that brings Carrera Cup North America into line with the rest of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are really proud having Michelin on board finally, because that's also elevating and our series, and it's mainstreaming our series and brings us to the international Carrera Cup community. And that's also important for our young kids, because now they are eligible for a shootout in Germany to win probably a full season in the Super Cup. And in the past with other tires, it's really difficult to get used to a tire if you are just racing it once. So that was really the downside in the past when our kids came to Europe for the shootout, and they never had a full season of experience with the Michelin tire. Now we have a new tire for the 992. So everyone has to handle the new tire, has to learn the new tire, then the new car. So it's resetting everything worldwide. And I hope that brings our kids in a much better position for the shootout in Germany.
And you bring up a good point there. That is the Porsche Junior program, revered the world over by so many different manufacturers. Again, for the first time, we can now have a proper junior program in the Porsche Championship in North America now that it's a Carrera Cup. It's worked because look at the entry. In that 14-car pro entry, we have got pro drivers from the Netherlands, from the UK, from the States. They want to be part of this. They see the opportunity that the Porsche Junior Program can provide them for perhaps even the rest of their careers, if we think of someone like Pat Long, for example.
Pat Long, he did exactly the same journey. And he's also on board with the junior program. But to be honest, we also did in the past a very good job with the Young Driver Academy. It was founded by Patrick Long, just to give something back from his point of view. So I'm really proud having him on board as well. And the Young Driver Academy is transitioned to the junior program just to get it also in line with the international activities so that it is more comparable. But my focus for the junior program, what we are doing is more classroom teaching. Because for me, at the racetrack during a season, the drivers or the kids, they know very exactly or they can improve their skills, driver skills. At the end of the season, we will see who is really performing because these are lap times, these are penalties and overtakings smartly. So we will analyze the race season very deeply together with the entire team. But with the classroom, we also want to give them, beside racing or let's say off track, more experience and also an additional education. And some of the modules I also did with my managers because that's really general skill set, and they learn topics in the classrooms you can use forever for life, also for business. And I think that's really important, not just being focused on racing and the racing topics, but also giving a little bit more, because not everyone can be a factory driver and can do his life with racing. So, and you know, racing means backup, so having backup solution in your pocket. I want to give them a backup solution so that if this ID doesn't turn out well, that they have at least some assets and learnings they can use for their life.
How proud would it make you to have a Porsche Carrera Cup North America junior driver win the shootout and go on to be a workstar? Right, I can see the smile on Dr. Ambruster's face now. I don't need him to answer that question, but for those of you listening, that would make you very proud, I take it.
Of course, that was the target in the past. And now we created an environment to educate and to push the guys to their limits, giving them enough exercises so that they are really in a good spot. And we are the largest racing market in the world. So we have to have excellent race drivers. We just have to educate them. And I think this is a perfect platform for educating. And you never can say that's my target for this year, but I would be absolutely proud if we can show the guys in Euro at the shootout that we have really high runners. And if we can win this shootout, that would be the icing on the cake.
It's a new name for us to remember, the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. It's a new car for us to get excited about, the Porsche Type 992 Carrera Cup. One thing I'm sure won't change is the quality of the entertainment, the excitement and the racing. Dr. Daniel Ambruster from Porsche Motorsport North America. Thanks for joining us. It's Sebring all the way through to Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta, and we have every race live, free, no blocks, no breaks, on imsaradio.com in sound and vision. Dr. Ambruster, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.